Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
My daughter's fourth grade teacher taught her a lesson that she's held on to since the beginning of the school year. It's called the power of yet. See, every time one of the students would address the teacher and say, I can't do this or I can't do that, the teacher would simply respond by saying, yet, as in, you can't do that yet. The point is that she wanted them to acknowledge their obstacles and at the same time, figure out a way to overcome. They may need to study more. They may need to ask more questions. They need to work harder. But ultimately, the power of yet would help them to hold out hope until they turn their I can't into I just did. Breakthrough. It's been a theme for 2020, and now we're running it back. That's how we started the year. That's how we're going to end the year, because it's never too late for a breakthrough. And we're using what I call the Karate Kid viral video for lessons that can help us experience breakthrough. So far, we've learned that, hey, falling is not failure. And we've also learned that we need a friend for the fall, or better yet, we actually need to be that friend when others fall. But today, as we watch the video again, I want us to focus and pay special attention to when little man starts to realize that, you know what? I may not be able to do this. He starts to doubt. But I also want you to check out how his sensei helps him through it. Check it out.
Now fast.
Run fast. Let's go, boy.
Don't fall. You gotta stay on your feet. Don't fall.
Phoenix, go straight through.
Hey, back up.
Back up.
Back up.
Make
a
fight, sensei.
Good one.
Back up.
Now hit hard.
Come on, Phoenix.
Yes, you can do it. Come on. Yes, you can do it. You gotta do it. Look at me. You have to hit it hard, though. You cannot hit it light. You have to hit it hard. Go. That's not hard. You touch it.
Little man struggled off rip. I mean, he gave that first kick. He gave it a good kick, but he stumbled. He fell, and big boy was there to pick him back up. But that second and that third kick got progressively weaker. It was after that third kick that the possibility of failure, I think, became very real to little man as he kind of sat back and held onto his gi and mumbled the words, I can't do this. That's the moment little man started to panic. He realized that he may be in over his head, that this was way harder than he expected, and that the pressure was starting to mount. The tension was almost too much to bear. See, he wanted a breakthrough, but it's almost as if he didn't know that it would be that hard. And I got to be real. There was a point when I was like, can he really do this? I mean, is sensei asking too much from this kid? I mean, he's like 2.5 feet tall. I mean, he just got out of it, like diapers. I don't even know if I can do it. I mean, I have a hard enough time when I'm trying to break down boxes for the recycling bin. You know what I'm talking about? But I understand what he was feeling. You see, it's one thing to try something for the first time before you know what it's like to fail. It's a whole nother thing, though, when you feel the sting of failure. You feel the sting of what it's like to come up short again and again. And that's when coming up short becomes familiar and breakthrough feels foreign. I've been there. I've told God those same exact words. I can't do this. This is too hard. Why this? Why me? Why now? You got the wrong guy. I wasn't built for this. I can't overcome this. I can't get open about that. And there's been times this year that I got hit hard. But let me tell you, the hardest hits I took, the hardest punches, the ones that hurt the most were the ones that came after I had just decided to get back up. I mean, there was a point I literally felt like I was in a boxing match against 2020. And it was like I was Rocky going up against Drago in the best Rocky of all time, Rocky IV. That was me, y'all. I mean, every time I got up, I got knocked back down. And it was tough because it took a lot to get up. And it hurt so much to get knocked back down. I mean, a person can only get knocked down so many times before we start to doubt, before we start to think, I can't do this. But that's when our Father says, yet. You can't do this yet. It's going to take a special kind of focus to win this fight. And it was in those moments when God was stretching me and teaching me and showing me. He was helping me to understand that I'm actually stronger than I thought and more resilient and that I have more left in the tank, that I wasn't on E, even though I felt like it. What I've learned is this. It's in the moments when we are being stretched the most that we are closest to our breakthrough. But in order to persevere toward my breakthrough, I would need a special kind of focus for the fight, which meant I would have to take the focus off myself and my emotions and even take the focus off my wooden board and fix my eyes on my sensei, Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This scripture teaches us the importance of having the right focus for the fight so that we don't grow weary and lose heart. It teaches us that not only do we need to focus on Jesus, but we have to imitate his focus. See, the cross was his moment before the breakthrough. It was the moment that would push him to the limit and stretch him almost beyond what he could bear. But he persevered by focusing on the joy set before him. He was able to look beyond the cross and into the breakthrough. It's interesting. I actually did some research and found out that the way to actually break through a wooden board is by focusing on a point beyond the board so that you can punch or kick through the board. See, our natural instinct is to soften the blow at the last moment in order to reduce the pain. But what is actually needed is to lean into the pain for the joy and excitement that awaits us on the other side, our breakthrough. A little man, he did not lean in. His kicks were getting less and less powerful. They almost became little taps, tap, tap. Until he finally stepped back and said, I can't. I can't do this. But that's when Sensei stepped in. His Sensei immediately responded by saying, yes, you can do it. And what he did was he took that board and he took the board away. And he said, look at me. And went on to give him clear instruction on what he needed to do. You see, there's two things in moments of tension that stand in the way of our breakthrough. One is our negative feelings, our negative emotions, the feelings of fear and doubt, of insecurity and inadequacy. Those feelings, they start to overpower us and we start to panic. But what's helped me in that moment is not to somehow try to whisk those feelings away by some positive thinking checklist, right? What has helped me the most is to lean into those feelings, embrace them, because the truth is that in and of myself, I can't, but God can. Most, if not all of our heroes in the faith have felt like this at one point or another. They struggled with feelings of fear and doubt, of insecurity and inadequacy, but God didn't try to convince them that they could do it on their own, that they had what it took to overcome those obstacles. Instead, he tried to convince them that he could do it, right? And if they went on an adventure with God, then he would work through them to accomplish his plan for their lives and even his plan to save the world. You see, let your feelings of inadequacy result in a deeper dependence on God. Let your acknowledgement of your limits lead you to the one without those limits. For scripture teaches us that all things are possible with God, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. And the things that seem insurmountable are actually an easy thing for the Lord. Which leads us to the other thing that stands in our way of breakthrough. In that moment of tension, the obstacle itself becomes too big in our eyes, almost insurmountable. You know, I bet that board looked and felt like 10 boards for little man at that time. So what did the sensei do? He took it away. He put the board to the side and said, "Look at me." That way, little man could focus on him and hear his voice instead of focusing on the board and hearing those around him. Little man's challenge was never the board. His challenge would be trusting the sensei and trusting his process. See, the sensei knew little man could do it, but he had to focus on what he had learned and how he had been trained. Then he was able to turn his attention back to the board. In the same way, I've learned that it's usually not the obstacle that is beyond breakthrough. Usually the problem is me. Usually I'm the one that is not doing what God has already told me to do in the first place. I'm the one that's not obeying the word. But I'm the one that's over here whining, right? Like, I can't do this. And God's over there like, yes, you can. But you got to look at me and you got to listen to me. You got to do what I tell you to do. It's in those moments of obedience that we experience God and we get to experience breakthroughs. There's been so many times I've held on to my sin. I've held on to other things that I wanted or just held on to doing things my way while God is over there giving me clear instruction through his word that will help me break through my wooden board. And I know I'm not the only one. I mean, some of us are being held back right now from making a commitment to follow Jesus for those very reasons. I urge you and challenge you and I encourage you, don't let Satan have the victory. Jesus, your teacher and sensei, is holding that board. He's going to coach you all the way through. Focus on hearing his voice and following his instructions and you'll be fine. You'll be who God always knew you could be and accomplish all that God created you to accomplish. See, the whole point of following Jesus is that you don't have to do it by yourself anymore, nor should you want to. That's why Jesus says, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you my spirit inside of you. And that's what he talks about in John chapter 14, verse 25. He says to his disciples, all this I have spoken while still with you, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. And so Jesus was promising them that I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm actually going to get closer to you. I'm going to live inside of you. And we have that promise in the scriptures in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. That when we repent and we are baptized for the forgiveness of our sins, that's when we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Spirit of God himself to help us experience breakthrough. But even as a Christian, with the Holy Spirit, there have been moments in your life, like my life, and moments this year, when you've thought, or maybe even said those words out loud with tears streaming down your face, God, I can't do this. But God says, yet, you may not be able to do this right now, but I got you. I'm with you, and I'm within you, and I'm going to help you every step of the way. You may have had those low moments, but guess what? You're still here. You're still fighting. And God is still cheering you on, guiding you, believing in you, directing you back to Him, to the source of your victories, your past, present, your future victories. I want to encourage you. Do not panic in those moments of tension. Focus your eyes on Jesus. Focus your ears on His voice and allow Him to focus your heart on obedience. As we get ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus this week, I can't help but to think about the journey that His parents went through. I can't help but to think about the times when Joseph and Mary began to feel those feelings of fear and doubt, of insecurity and inadequacy, but also how they responded with obedience. Yes, they were tempted to panic in the pressure and say, I can't do this. But every step of the way, Joseph obeyed. If you read the story in the book of Matthew, you'll see it started when he was about to get a divorce from Mary after he found out that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord came to him and said, don't divorce her. And Joseph obeyed. Then after Jesus was born, King Herod was trying to kill him. That's when an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream again and told him to get up and go to Egypt. And Joseph got up, took his family, and that very night, in the night, went and started traveling to Egypt. Joseph obeyed. Finally, after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream again and told him to get up and take his family to Israel. So he got up and left. Joseph obeyed. Joseph's response to these moments of tension was obedience. And he did it by focusing on God and following His directions. The end result, the breakthrough that leads to our breakthrough, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The same thing that we can participate in when we submit ourselves to God, when we repent, we're baptized, and we go down in those waters of baptism, and we rise back up to new life. And that's what we get to celebrate now as we take communion. The fact that Jesus broke through those moments of tension, the moments in which He was tempted to panic, right? But He pushed through instead, by focusing His heart and His mind on God, His Father. Let us do the same as we pray for communion. Father, we thank You for who You are and how You love us. We thank You for Jesus. We thank You for His sacrifice on the cross, God. We thank You that in the moments of tension, when He was stretched beyond even what He thought He could bear, Father, that He persevered, that You helped Him to overcome, Lord God, and because He overcame, we can now overcome. Lord, we as we take this cracker that represents the body of Christ that was broken for our sins, and as we drink this juice that represents the blood of Jesus that was shed for our sin, God, I pray, Lord God, that it will empower us, God, to know that the Spirit of Jesus dwells inside of us and will lead us to breakthrough after breakthrough if we continue to focus on Him. Father, we love You, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. New sermons are uploaded each Monday morning. Simply search The Path Church Atlanta in iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting service. Additionally, we greatly appreciate your feedback on iTunes. If you would like to learn more about The Path, we encourage you to visit www.thepath.church. We hope to fellowship with you soon.